A senior member of the International Olympic Committee says he'll ask the IOC this weekend to change the way it chooses Olympic cities. That follows allegations that Olympic organizers in Utah bribed IOC members before Salt Lake City was chosen to host the 2002 Winter Olympic Games. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
40,000 people gathered outside Salt Lake City's City Hall 3 years ago to watch Godzilla-sized TV screens for the announcement some anticipated for 30 years.
Well, the International Olympic Committee has decided to award the organization of the 19th Olympic Winter Games in 2002 to the city of Salt Lake.
The celebration went on for hours. Salt Lake City, it was said, had the best bid, with some Olympic venues already built or under construction. But now it turns out that Salt Lake's Olympic organizers may have been hedging their bets. They had been making payments to 13 people, needy athletes and students from developing countries, for scholarships and living and training expenses. By the time the payments stopped just 2 months ago, they totaled almost $400,000. Six of the people had prized Olympic connections. They were relatives of members of the International Olympic Committee who voted on Salt Lake City's Olympic bid. At best, that's charity, says Frank Joklik, president of Salt Lake City's organizing committee.
It was inspired by our view of the Olympic movement's ideals, one of which is to give aid to countries that are less advantaged than some of the other countries that are included in the Olympic movement, particularly the United States. And the bulk of the assistance in that program was provided to poor nations, particularly in Africa.
If it's not charity, it's bribery, says Andrew Jennings, author of two books about Olympic politics.
It's a corrupting process because you look at what Salt Lake City's actually paid out in scholarships. All right, well, I wouldn't mind having $400,000, and neither would you and most of our listeners. It's a very small part of a budget, very small over a period of time. And if that's the price to get the swing votes for the money that's going to pour into Salt Lake City, and the many people who I think are going to do well out of the Salt Lake City Olympics, it's not a lot of money.
Salt Lake City organizers spent more than $15 million on its two recent Olympic bids. That money brought IOC members to Utah for Olympic venue tours. It paid for stunning multimedia presentations at IOC meetings. It paid for first-class air travel and food and hotels and receptions. We didn't need any subterfuge, says Salt Lake organizer Frank Joklik. But the payments benefiting IOC relatives are raising eyebrows, even among Joklik's own board members. Ken Bullock represents Utah cities and towns on the executive board of the Salt Lake Olympic Committee.
I'd like to know if there's other types of things in the budget that are similar to this. It just raises a whole specter of questions that I think the board has to be much more thorough in its review of the budget. The board has not fulfilled its fiduciary responsibilities in being very thorough in understanding how we're spending $1.5 billion.
Eyebrows are raised in Switzerland, where the International Olympic Committee is based, and where the IOC's executive board gathers tomorrow for 3 days of meetings. One senior IOC member plans to make the Salt Lake City payments an issue. Mark Hodler chairs the IOC Commission supervising Salt Lake City's preparations for the 2002 Winter Games. He also wrote the rules limiting gifts to IOC members and limiting contacts with bid and organizing committees. Hodler declined to be interviewed on tape, but he told NPR that Salt Lake City's support of IOC relatives is not legitimate. They're not allowed to pay for that, he said. Salt Lake City paid, Hodler continued, because they lost twice and wanted to win. He thinks the payments did win IOC votes. Writer Andrew Jennings finds all this familiar.
I'm surprised it's taken so long for these revelations to begin to trickle out. It's a sad fact of international Olympic life that nearly every bid city is drawn into some kind of inappropriate and sometimes corrupt and amoral behavior in the process of acquiring the rights to stage a summer or winter games.
Salt Lake City Olympic organizers are scheduled to issue a progress report to the IOC Executive Board this weekend. they'll probably find themselves explaining the payments made for IOC relatives. The IOC's Mark Hodler says these payments make him want to change the Olympic selection process. Take it out of the hands of the 100 members of the IOC, he suggests, remove the temptation for bribes. Hodler wants to limit the selection process to the 11-member executive board, but it's hard to imagine the rest of the IOC giving up all the perks bid cities provide. I'm Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.